Want to get involved in government? Look local. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, explores local governments and how much influence people can have when thinking of their own communities.
At a time when the national government is polarized and unable to get much done, and at a time when state governments, too, are increasingly dysfunctional, local governments are the last best hope where the people have a voice or a place at democracy's table. Local government matters. It is about where the police arrest the bad guys, the streets are plowed, and the garbage is picked up. In Minnesota, we're showing a path regarding how people from different backgrounds can come together to discuss what vision they have for their local government and what role they want in it. I am working with a team conducting 4 community assemblies across Minnesota in the cities of Red Wing, Wilmer, Brooklyn Park, and Maplewood. They represent 4 faces of Minnesota as well as the United States. These assemblies facilitate a cross-section of residents in each community who will learn about what local government does, help them define the values they find important to them, and then develop a series of recommendations regarding what they would envision for reforms to the structure of their local government and what role they as residents have in it. The 4 communities are demographically, geographically, and politically diverse. We have learned that when individuals are given the information, tools, and opportunity to talk to their neighbors, much of the partisan divide disappears. They see themselves as neighbors engaged in a common project of trying to live and work together and not as adversaries. The goal of the 4 Minnesota community assemblies is to strengthen governance in the 4 communities and to produce a new generation of leaders. Already we are seeing some positive results in these communities, but these 4 communities are also role models for cities and places across the country, offering important lessons and ideas about what works when it comes to overcoming the polarization that grips American politics today.
That was David Schultz of Hamline University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.